Hoshea Perek Beis is most of it, the Haftarah for Parshas Bamidbar. And after ending the first short Perek with the idea of Lo Ruchama, Lo Ami, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we are no longer his nation, it's interesting that he swings completely to the opposite way and now gives us consolation and tells us that ultimately the Mashiach is going to come and there will be an ingathering of the nations. Remember that Hoshea is actually pretty early, before the Churban of even the first 10 tribes, let alone the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash. But already we're looking forward to the far-flung future when everything is going to be permanently great for Klal Yisrael. Rashi brings down a Sifri that talks about the idea that a husband sends his wife away, but then doubles her ksuba. So that even though he's sending her away, he wants her to know that she is still beloved, and that ultimately she will still have a double portion in what's coming later. So, V'haya mispar b'nei Yisrael k'chol hayam. The number of the b'nei Yisrael will be like the sand of the sea, asher lo yimad v'lo yisafer, which shall neither be measured nor counted. And Dr. Breuer points out, Dr. Hirsch, I'm sorry, that mispar always refers to a comparatively small number, something countable. And Klal Yisrael is the smallest of the nations, and we've already lost 10 of its tribes, 5/6, and the remaining 6th are repeatedly decimated in the historical upheavals of the nations. Thus, it is not our material numbers which give us importance, but nevertheless, these numerically few descendants of Klal Yisrael were to become as important among the peoples of the world as the sand of the sea. So, Dr. Hirsch doesn't feel that this is a promise that we're going to be a huge nation in the future, but rather that our importance is going to outsize the fact that Atem Hama'at Mikol Ha'amin. V'haya bimkom asher ye'omer lohem lo ami atem. And it'll come to pass in the place of what I said in Perek Aleph, of saying to them, you are not my people, ye'omer lohem b'nei el chai. It will be said to them, the children of the living God. So no longer are we going to be the nation that is not of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather we're going to be the children of the living God, as long as we turn around and do tshuva. The Ibn Ezra says that this is actually a negative, that we're going to continue pursuing our sinful ways while we're in Gullus, which we know, unfortunately, alas, has been true over the last several thousand years. So even though we're going to call ourselves the children of the living God, but we're still going to be kind of lo ami. So Ibn Ezra takes a different tack and says, no, this is a continuation of what came before, that we've really alienated our husband, alienated HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we're not making much of an effort to get him back. Beis v'nikbetzu v'nei Yehuda v'nei Yisrael yachdav, and the children of Yehuda and the children of Yisrael will be gathered together, which has to be the ingathering of the exiles, because only Yehuda and Binyamin came back from Bavel. We were not together with the other 10 tribes who had vanished and been assimilated. V'samu lahem rosh echad, the Alumin Ha'aretz, and they will appoint for themselves one head, and they will go up from the land. Ki gadol yom Yisrael, great is the day of Yisrael. So we're going to appoint ourselves, or at least we're going to follow the leadership of the Mashiach, says Rashi and Radak, Malchus ben David, based on it, Eliyahu Anavi might be the Rosh, Radak says, who leads us out of exile and paves the way for the Mashiach to come. And the day of Yisrael is the day, unfortunately, when the 10 tribes were destroyed, and that's going to be great magnitude. It hasn't happened yet in the time of Hoshea. And everything they endure will be an atonement for everything that they have suffered. So Yom Yisrael, Radak says, is talking about the destruction of the 10 tribes. Some say it's like Zera, the day of the gathering of the Zera, of the seed of Klal Yisrael from all around the world, after we've been scattered among the different Goyim. So there's really two sides to this entire Perek / Haftorah, which is positive or possibly a continuation of negative. Gimel Imru La'achechem Ami, say to your brethren, instead of Lo Ami, say Ami. If you do tshuva, Rashi says, if you return to the Torah, then you will be Ami instead of Lo Ami because of our evil sins from before. V'la'achosechem Ruchama, and to your sister, or sisters, that's plural, Ruchama, not Lo Ruchama, but Ruchama now, the one we're going to get mercy on. So these are the children of Hoshea that were mentioned when he married the loose woman of the first parak. But now their names are going to be changed. We're going to be Ami and Ruchama instead. If we come back, the brotherhood of not only Yehuda, but of Yisrael as well. Dalad Rivu Imachem Rivu. Strive with your mother. Quarrel with your mother. Fight with your mother. Who's your mother? The nation of today. That's the mother of the future generations to come. So meaning Klal Yisrael needs Musar. The mother, like the wife of Hoshea, is somebody who strays and somebody who doesn't stay constant and who doesn't stay loyal. Kihi lo ishti, because she is not my wife. Yanochi lo isha, and I am not her husband. She committed adultery while she was married to me, says Radak, so I have to divorce her. And I'm not her husband if I have to let her go. This doesn't mean that there's going to be a permanent divorce because I haven't given her a get. But in fact, it's incumbent on me to let her go unless she does tshuva and returns from all the terrible things that she's doing. Once there's a schism in the marriage, once there is no trust, it's very difficult to reestablish a relationship. V'saser zenuneha miponeha, but she has to make the first move by removing her harlot trees, her znus, from her face. That's the makeup that the harlots wear, the painted face to arouse and attract her customers that she's trying to bring in. V'na'afufeha miben shadeha, and her adulteries, niyuf, her cheating from between her breasts, from her bosom. That's the one wonderful shot by the Malbim, is the zununeha miponeha, is the outward cheating on, the flagrant practice of idolatry. V'na'afufeha miben shadeha means even on the inside, even in the hidden places, you have a love for Avodah Zarah as well. So you're cheating on your husband, what they call nowadays an emotional affair. So even in intimate quarters, you are cheating on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you have to purge that from your heart. That's very, very difficult. Others say that she's revealing her bosom to try to attract people. She's painted up her face. She's revealed herself. Normally, men might find this something alluring. But when you see a person where you feel like it's cheap and tawdry and a lack of self-respect to sell yourself that way, it becomes the ridiculous and kind of pathetic thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is describing through Hoshea over here.